Come on in.
Welcome.
The slow road to better.
Why do we do the slow road to better?
Well,
we've been lucky where we can talk about it to our friends, people here at the Stroke Comeback Center, but now then we can tell more people across the world to learn about it.
What is the it that we're talking about?
Aphasia.
Stroke yeah. Survivors. Mm-hmm.
TBI people.
Life Moves On.
Inspiration. Help listeners.
That are inspiration of a bridge of hope.
I love it.
Trying to help each other, a lifeline.
Part of it also, as we started doing it, is not because we just wanted to tell everyone to see what happened to us. But also, we wanted to get better talking ourselves with the aphasia. And we wanted to, one day, aphasia's not leaving it, but we'd like to crush it a little bit.
Let's listen in.
Listen in.
Okay, Tom, go ahead.
All right, so I was trying to get some beer in the refrigerator, and I bent down, and I met 24 case, and I picked it up. And I realized I didn't have it, and I had to drop it, and then all went down on my back. So it's on my boy on my back, laying like fuck. I'm fucked. And at first I thought I just made sure I was not hurt, and then I said, damn, how am I gonna get hooked? And by the time on the over four, it's beer cans, and the bell, it sucked. And finally, I got up, and my back, over back, where it has, oh my God. Oh, it's horrible. And I can't even go to the gym.
You need a massage.
Maybe I need one.
Not a happy ending or yes or no, but a real massage.
It still hurts today. It hurts today. It hurts.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Saturday. Yep.
Now, so what happened? Like, you just slipped,
I have no idea. I didn't have shoes on.
That's probably why.
It was probably 10 o'clock in the morning putting the fish in.
Really? You were going strong, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, you just missed a great story. So wait a minute. I guess I don't understand. So when you went to pick it up, were you picking it up with two hands?
No, I only have one hand.
So you're picking up on one side?
Yep.
And it was, did you drop it or did you let it go because it was so heavy?
I don't know.
You don't know what happened?
I don't know.
What you know is everything went crashing down, including you, and you landed on your back.
Yeah, and I was lucky because my kitchen is pretty small, except that the last part where the door is, I landed in the floor.
Ouch.
Well, that's good. So you didn't hit your head. You didn't hit anything.
I guess, but I got a bad hurt.
Except your back and your butt.
But you know what?
It's far as the bar, bottom at the bottom.
You know what? Okay. I'm just saying, there is a worse thought, and
but I got my beers got to be clean. I got to clean up on the fridge.
So did you had cans, not bottles, right?
Cans, yes.
Did any of the cans break?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How many?
Then sitting in beer, fucking, oh, man.
Oh, so then you're laying in beer?
It sucked.
All right, so how many exploded?
I think only three, but that's too much.
Oh, okay.
So you went to the store again?
No, I still had a couple in the fridge, and I got plenty.
Okay. And so I have a question. Yep. Why are you getting beer at 10 in the morning?
To get them cold. Get them cold.
Okay.
Good planning. And
where is that?
Yeah.
Where is that in your area? Because my area don't sell it till I think 11.
I bet bought the case more. I bought the case yesterday.
Okay.
Chris, you are judgmental. You're judgmental.
I'm actually wondering where it is, because obviously I like beer.
Me too.
Okay. So you got yourself up by yourself?
Yeah, yep. No shoes. Yep.
With no shoes on.
Yep.
Do you have braces on your legs?
No. I have them only on the right fat foot when I'm walking.
Okay, so yes, you do.
Well, I don't do it very often.
Are you supposed to wear braces?
Maybe not.
Or right?
Maybe not.
Okay, so I will say that's probably why you slipped.
Probably.
So
I had to get my beer cold.
Hold on. That is your fault.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I agree.
Making sure.
I know.
Okay.
And from now on, I'm going to buy 12-pack cans.
Okay. So what you got out of this is to buy less beer, not wear shoes. Two 12 packs.
Yeah.
Or,
but I can't. You can't. You go. Yeah. Go to I. Do I?
Okay. So you know what? Buy 30-pack, and then open it, and like, let's say 6 or 7, and then you will get that to your fridge, and then the rest of it. That's probably.
I'm just gonna order 12 packs. I'm gonna order two 12s.
Okay, but you're talking $3 or $4 more.
That's fine.
I have a question. So, all of you guys have when you go to the doctors and they ask whether you fell,
no.
Are you going to say it or you know, because
lie.
No, don't tell them. I won't tell
them. I did not realize that. Do your doctors ask you that on every visit if you've had any falls?
Yeah, I did.
Dr. Kulukami, who is epilepsy. Did you fall? Yes, maybe last January, I fell. I fell many times.
So, Kitty, are you saying you tell the truth or you really don't? You
can't. Oh, I did.
You did.
Oh, God.
I did, because like I fell last January. I fell my chin.
Oh, that's when you bit it going into the ice cream place.
Yeah. I fall my knee, my chin, just like 100 falling. But I didn't my left brain, because I protected my left, my bottom.
All right. So,
I just terrified. Okay, Chris. Yes.
So I will tell you, if I hit my head, no matter what, one, like a scrape or whatever, I will tell. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, no, probably not. It is so, like, my knees or shoulders, I mean, whatever, it happens. And you know what? A lot of people who have not had an injury drink or whatever and fall. Just life.
Or they don't have, they aren't drinking and they fall anyway, you know? Right. You know? And I was just, because I won't tell the doctor if I fall, if I know why I fell, you know? Like, when I fell, because Adenike was in my way and I didn't want to, you know,
injure
she
her.
Stopped. And, you know, when she was in front of me and I couldn't stop. And so, you know, I failed, you know, I didn't tell the doctor because I knew why I fell, you know?
Yeah.
But if I fall and, you know, I just I didn't have my foot brace on, you know, and which is all the time, and I didn't lift my foot up high enough, you know, the drop foot up high enough,
okay.
You know? and then I to the point hit my head, you know, to Chris's point, I would tell the doctor, you know. But
I think,
are you going to tell the doctor you fell?
No.
Did you hit your head?
No, that's the lucky part.
There. Yeah. So I think that is a win.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I mean, be honest. If you hit your head, you're probably.
I would have done something if I hit my head. I would have said that. I wouldn't have said it.
Right. So, and that's what I think. So, like, I fall, not a lot, but I will tell you that 99.9%. I didn't hit my head. So I'm like, yes, I have scrapes. I have
my head.
Whatever, bruises, but I didn't hit my head.
Yes, not the rally.
That's the only concern in my life. And so, if I didn't hit it,
keep going.
Yeah. So, Tom and Kitty,
yes.
Did you think when Chris started off, I fell, you know, the tone of it was like, not a lot. And I'm like, maybe a lot.
Wow. That's messed up. Well, you realize, Aaron, this is not my story. It's Tom's story.
Okay.
So technically, this is Tom's.
Okay, ball. the group. 1 second. I will say Chris feels like he is detective. He's the detective or he is the judge. Oh my god, Chris. Not he is judgmental. He's not judgmental, but he is like a detective. He is detective. Yes.
No, he's judgmental as well.
Yeah. What did you say?
Mental.
That's probably true.
She said, no, you're judgmental as well.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's a lie. Well,
and
I just mess with everyone. And I don't care.
You know, every physical therapist who listens to this podcast is going to grow. 100%. Right? Like, right? How many times did you hear put on your shoes? Not those shoes, the good ones. Put on your sneakers, right? Don't wear flip-flops. Don't wear flip-flops.
Early. Before you went to the gym.
Man, before you went to the gym?
Yeah.
All right, so with that, we are going to wrap it up on this episode of
Road to Better.
Our lawyers made us say this.
Disclaimers.
What about disclaimers?
Your opinion, the group opinion, is not valid. Well,
it is, but
it's valid, but I'm having a disclaimer so that we don't get in trouble.
Yes.
Doctors.
Whose doctor?
Theirs.
They.
Their doctor.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So if people hear something on this podcast, you should ask your
doctor.
Doctor.
Amen.